paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? It's Black Friday week at Government.com, where you can secure gold and silver coins at unbeatable prices. For 1 week only, get exclusive deals on gold and silver coins. Don't miss out on these doorbuster deals. You can save up to $150 on every order. The more you buy, the more you save. Stock your vault with bright and shiny gold and silver coins, ancient treasures, gold and silver bars, American gold and silver eagles, or classics like the Morgan Silver Dollar. Don't wait. Sale ends Sunday, December 1st at midnight. Don't miss out on these unbeatable prices for gold and silver coins to fill your vault or for special holiday gifts. That's right. We're making it easier than ever to get gold and silver delivered straight to your door, guaranteed. Save up to $150 on every order with this Black Friday deal. Visit government.com for more details. The more you buy, the more you save. Visit govmint.com. That's government.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello! I mean, is this what the season's going to be? Every game down to the wire. It feels like it. I mean, I'll take it. I feel so alive. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. West Virginia in a loaded battle for Atlantis Field. They leave with two wins. They finish third place. And they do it by beating Arizona 83-76 in overtime. Didn't you have a sense this was going to go, like, is it? It should prepare you the first two games going to overtime when West Virginia's up five. Did you think it was going to end in regulation? That's how typical games go. Like, they're 40 minutes and they end after 40 minutes of play. And yet, here we are. Three games, 3 days, three overtimes. And you go into this one, Ed-Andre 3000, street clothes, not available to play. You've already played two overtime games in 2 days, 90 minutes, and you're even more shorthanded. And I'm just watching in the second half and like, okay, 7 minutes left. West Virginia could just stop scoring. And it'd be disappointing, but you could understand it, you know, because, you know, three games in a row in 3 days and extra minutes and not a deep team. And this team isn't going to do that. They took a halftime lead against Arizona. Arizona played at West Virginia's pace. West Virginia had the halftime lead, had a 10-point lead with about 10 or 11 minutes left. Let that slip away. I told you that 5-point lead disappeared. And somehow in overtime, have enough energy to come through and beat Arizona in overtime. Yes, every game went to overtime. So a cynic could say, well, you could have left this 0-3. And what I would say to that cynic is, I'd still feel good about this team if they left 0-3 in three overtimes. But that didn't happen. I can feel even better than that because West Virginia won two of their three games in overtime, and I'll spin it the other way. They could have won this thing. The key stat today, points off turnovers. West Virginia's done a great job all season of getting points off turnovers. Today, 24 points off of turnovers compared to Arizona's 6. If you boil it down to one stat, that's the big difference today. You know, I'm watching last season Josh Schertz at Indiana State play Darren DeVries' Drake team. I'm watching Schertz. But when you watch Drake, I'm watching how they play offense, not really paying attention to the defense. The defense was the constant in these three games, especially in the first and last. I mean, Arizona scored 104 against Davidson on Wednesday. They get held to 66 in regulation. WVU, only two bigs, well, only three bigs, none of them 7 foot, and you out-rebound Gonzaga and you out-rebound Arizona. Three more offensive rebounds than the Wildcats. And in key moments, as West Virginia's building that lead in the second half, they're doing it on second chances and getting offensive rebounds. The big difference today, besides rebounding and points off turnovers, is one of the coaches, when they panned in on him, was standing. That was Coach DeVries. He's clapping. He's directing. He's energetic. He does move in silence, but on the court, he doesn't move in silence. And his energy is awesome. And it felt like every time you panned over to Tommy Lloyd, he's sitting on the bench. Is that a big deal? Is it a big deal that Tommy Lloyd's sitting every time they pan in on him? Maybe not. You know, I might be exaggerating that a little bit, but it seems like, based on one game in the Bahamas, I don't want a sitting coach. If I had to choose between Tommy Lloyd sitting and Darren DeVries standing and animated, I'd go with Darren DeVries. Yes, Bob Huggins was on a stool, but most of the time he was standing. So it was rebounding, it was defense, and it was the coach that was standing, right? I just wouldn't feel good. I wouldn't feel good with the sitting coach. Yeah, I mean, I bet if we looked at Beeline stuff, he said a bunch. I'll move on. This tournament erased the concerns we had after the Pitt game. And you go into this one, you know Javon had played 85 minutes in 24 hours. You can't expect him to Superman cape it three games in a row. And Tucker DeVries has his best shooting performance of the season. Somehow Tommy Lloyd sitting there was like, you know what? We'll let Tucker DeVries get clean looks off. Yes, some of them was at the half-court logo, but some of them was just like a step back from the three-point line. And he was getting clean looks. He made a bunch of them. That was a bad idea. I would have stood up and said, hey, you know, get a hand in that guy's face. Because Tucker shot 8 for 12 from 3, including the first points in overtime. He finished with 26 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Stayed in the game when he struggled again, this time with foul trouble. Toby Okoni's had an amazing week. Kind of feeling his way out early on. Today, his best offensive performance by far. Makes a 3 late in regulation. Scores 5 points in overtime, including a key 3 from that corner. Big offensive rebounds in the second half. Played great defense. He finishes with 20 and 5. Amani Hansberry, another guy who had a big week. Big offensive rebounds as well. Shot is required, 4 threes. West Virginia is not lost in regulation when Amani shoots his 4 threes. He finishes with a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. And those guys pulled the slack for Javon Small, but it's Javon Small coming back down to earth is 14 points and 8 assists. And he still played 43 minutes. It's not like DeVries can sit him a bunch. You know? He played a bunch and made a step back, but 8 assists tonight. Can he hold up this season with this workload? Because I think hopefully they don't keep going to overtime, but what we're seeing 7 games in is Darren DeVries is having a hard time finding a way to have Javon sit for long periods of time. Not that you want to sit him for long periods of time, but you want to sit him more than 2 minutes possible in a game, every game. So let's watch his minutes in the games in December. Hopefully we can kind of dial that back a little bit. KJ Tenner saved his best game for today. He made three floaters, had a great steal and transition pass to Amani for a dunk in the second half. I told you Ed Andre 3000 was in street clothes, so we got our first Harris rotation minutes, and it looked like he was nervous. I mean, he got a ball close to the basket, and he, like, ricocheted off the backboard, didn't touch the rim from 2 feet, got the offensive rebound, went back up, got a shot blocked. He did get another offensive rebound that led to an Akani basket. So you got to start somewhere. But as with the Gonzaga win, this was a team performance. It's amazing. I mean, it's always a team performance, right? But this team that has never played together, you're getting contributions from multiple people. And it's the starters for the most part. But before the season, you look at who's in this tournament and you say, all right, let's squeeze out a win. Let's get a seventh place finish. Still feel good about the season, but just know that you're up against a tough field. And yet West Virginia wins the first game. They win the game today. And listen, they get two out of this. If they take care of business in their next game, they can go into conference play with more wins than they had all of last season. They can eclipse last year's win mark with 3 months to play. You know? It's not fair to compare it to. I'm just telling you where we were at to where we're going. And I optimistically predicted 9 conference wins. That felt like a lot. I was being optimistic. You watch these 3 games this week against good competition with the opportunity to add Jaden Stone at some point. Does 9 wins still feel optimistic? Maybe so. The Big 12 is tough, but it's not a crazy number. You don't watch this team this week and say 9-11 in the Big 12 is out of reach. Totally within reach.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so you leave this tournament with 2 wins. What are the concerns after this tournament, after an amazing week? This was an amazing week for the basketball program. Amazing week for the team. Amazing week for the coaching staff. But it can't be all roses. Like, what are the concerns? And the obvious one is depth. Like, I talked about Javon's minutes. The bench this week, out of 135 minutes of basketball, the bench scored 11 points. So three overtime games, 11 points. I mean, Coach DeVries is not going full Tom Thibodeau. College Tom. He's not doing college Tibbs. He's not playing six guys. He's playing eight. And most likely we get in the Big 12 play. The rotation is going to be eight guys. Maybe nine. I mean, right now the bench is Ed Andre 3000 when he's healthy, the two freshmen. And as we've talked about, the freshmen, you feel better about their possible contributions in the Coliseum. Everybody plays better at home as far as role players than they do on the road. The question is, can they improve their contributions a little bit away from home? And this was a good experience for both Powell and Tenner. I mean, Powell today, he didn't score plenty of good looks. I don't see him forcing things offensively. The shots looked like they were going to go in, and just like a lid on the basket for Powell. So I think that's going to come. KJ Tenner in the Louisville game just saucerized when they saw KJ in the game. He got picked on, but today composed, did not get picked on defensively. It's a tough ask, but it really puts pressure on the starters when the bench isn't able to contribute points on the board. So that's the big concern, the major concern. And Jaden Stone, who I wasn't impressed with, the only time we've seen him is in the exhibition game against UC. It's not like he blew me away there, but he's not a freshman. He's got 1 year of eligibility. He's an experienced guy. I'd just like to see him in the mix. Joe Yesufu, he only played one of the three games this week. I had him as a possible starter going into this season. I guess I underestimated his hip injury last year. Even if he's been cleared to go, how that affects his game. And he does seem a little bit slower than everybody else when he's been able to play. I'd just like to see what we have in Jaden Stone, with the guards especially, Javon playing all those minutes. Where can he get some relief? Obviously, you would think having another guard in the mix like Stone would be helpful. Has not been able to play, is considered day-to-day. Hopefully, he can contribute at some point this season. And so, depth, you leave this tournament saying we need a little more depth, even if DeVries shortens the bench. And then the other concern is Sincere Harris's offense. We're seven games in. He's now 0 of 13 from three. I saw him make at least one three-point shot against UC. So I've seen him do it. I'm sure he's making them in practice. And he's got to shoot at least a couple a game. If they're going to give him that shot, you got to throw it up. And it's already happening. Like, you watch the Pittsburgh game, they played a disrespectfully off of him. He couldn't make them pay. Arizona played off of him today. I mean, that's the move. That's the scouting report. The guy hasn't made a three. Give him some room. And he told us. He told us on the internet that he's going to make one. He's finding it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Sincere Harris makes at least one three this season. I mean, let me step further out on the limb. I think he's going to make more than one three. He might even make more than one three in a game. He might. Listen, Toby Ogani, it's not like he was killing it from three. He found it this week. Made a bunch of threes. Hopefully Sincere can find it in this month of December coming up. Because if he can keep you honest, if he can be another release valve, not that he has to shoot 40%. We've got multiple guys shooting over 40% from three. We don't need Sincere to do that. We just need him. We need to sprinkle in one every once in a while. And if he does that, it opens up the offense even further, because teams can't play off of him, gives you more space. Are there any other concerns after this week? I mean, I want to say rebounding. They had some relapses in the Louisville game, But listen, they got out-rebounded in the opener by Robert Morris. And this week, they out-rebounded Gonzaga and Arizona. So, I it's wild to have two concerns. Now, the first one with the depth, you can get into that further and say you gotta have injury luck all season. If they're playing this much, are they, you know, how much can they withstand as far as this type of workload? Specifically Tucker, Javon, Amani played a bunch of minutes this week. So you can get further in the weeds on the depth part. Sincere is not gonna finish the season over. But what else from these three games are you concerned about? Not concerned about coaching? Maybe, you know, this is not how many games, I'm knocking on wood here, how many games are we going to have a one-possession game with 30 seconds left and us with the ball? I guess if that's going to continue to happen, I'm not going to put this in the concern column, but you do want the last possession against Louisville and then the last possession today, you'd like to have those back. It wasn't the best. I mean, Tucker could make that shot. It was a contested shot. Could you have got a better shot? I mean, but let's talk it out. Sincere's right there today. Do you give it to him with 4 seconds left? Right now you don't. He hasn't found it yet. So you want it in Tucker's hands, but that's not a concern. If we're going to go with overtime again, I mean, three times in a season is a lot. We did it three times in 3 days. I didn't do anything. West Virginia did. And you know what? If I keep talking, if I've only got two concerns and I keep talking in this microphone, it'll end with me saying, here's how West Virginia goes to the Final Four. I need to take a cold shower. The next game for WVU, back in the United States, back in Morgantown, West Virginia, next Friday, 7 p.m., ESPN2, Big 12, Big East battle. You leave the battle for Atlantis and get into another battle, this time against our old Big East foes, the Georgetown Hoyas. And kind of looking at the schedule in the preseason, you think, all right, they're going to take their lumps in the Bahamas. Come back, get a Georgetown team that is predicted to be bottom of the standings in the Big East, and maybe treat this as a bounce-back game. Instead, this week happens, you get two wins over two ranked opponents, and now you have to watch for a letdown. That's a good problem to have. Rather be watching for a letdown than a bounce-back. West Virginia is going to get some human votes. The computers are noticing and raising the expectations for WVU, but there's been zero human votes so far in the AP or the coaches poll. So not that they're going to crack the top 25 necessarily. They're going to get votes based on what they did this week. And Georgetown's currently 5-1. Most likely we will be 7-1 going into the game Friday. Yes, Georgetown's cleaning up on teams that are sub 200 in Ken Pomeroy's computer. The only team ranked higher than the 200s was Notre Dame. They played them at Georgetown, and the Fighting Irish won by 21. have not watched a lick of the Hoyas, but they're good at offensive rebounding, according to Ken Pomeroy's computer. Here's a stat that favors WVU in this matchup. It's the three-point statistics for Georgetown. Georgetown's allowing opponents to shoot almost 37% from three, and Georgetown's only shooting 29% from three themselves. So those two stats bode well for how WVU wants to play. And they'll be back at home, West Virginia, after being an underdog in all three games this week. They go back to being the favorite against Georgetown, and you just want to win. I mean, this game has a little bit of importance now. As you raise expectations, you don't want to give a game back against a Power 5 conference team in Georgetown. So I'd love a dominant performance. That would say a bunch. I just want to see a win. And if I'm being greedy, I'd prefer that win to happen after 40 minutes. You know? Love an overtime game. Three, it's everything in moderation, right? You've heard that. But what an amazing week. It's been fantastic. And there's still 24 more games in the regular season. And this week makes me even more excited about the next 24. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 5 wins and they have 2 losses.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.